Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, people. How you guys doing? Hope everything is going well wherever you're located as you're hearing us on the air today. A little apologies for getting online here. We had an issue with our IP address configuration for you tech people out there. Essentially, we had a cross wire trying to get online here. So, again, I think we came on about 3 minutes late, and I think you guys already know by now, I hate not being on air on time. It's very unprofessional. So, anyway, let's get back to the groove. Listen up, this is actually, I want to rebroadcast a particular show we had done regarding this issue in reference to Walmart. As some of you guys may have known, some time ago, Walmart was broadcasting a considerable racist ad in reference to the Congolese that was very disparaging to my country of DRC. And there was a big outcry. We had mentioned about the website, World Anger, World Press, versus Walmart on Facebook and what have you. But a lot of things have actually taken place since then. But let me let you give a listen to the ad itself. And if I'm able to, I'd like to actually rebroadcast the earlier show because I found out it's not available in our archives. And I think that what happened is that it was transferring data from one server to another. That particular episode, must be a conspiracy on Walmart's behalf, did not come in the transition. So what I'm going to do is, let me play the ad for you guys, and then we'll probably take a musical break, and we're going to see if we can actually transfer that information from that episode from another server to this current server. But this is the ad itself that was presented by Walmart.
A cooler, golf balls, and an AT&T Sharp FX Plus.
Do you notice any redness or blotchiness?
Oh yeah, we're rationed.
What? Has he been to the Congo recently?
What's going on back there?
Have you been to the Congo recently?
No. Okay, well, it still might be contagious.
Oh.
I think maybe you should call 911.
Great. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Nothing.
Get everything you need for back to college, like the latest smartphones, starting at 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
So there you have it. That's the actual particular episode. And as things have went down, I'm not able to find that, not able to transfer it over. So what I'm going to do is I will rebroadcast the show later on this evening. Maybe around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, our previous show. So you can check it out and you can see exactly how disparaging it was. Now, what I'm also going to do in this show, there's actually an update I'd like to give you guys. We have about 30 minutes left, so we're going to mix it back and forth. And again, I just want to give you guys an update of what's been happening. Apparently, Walmart has redone the ad. I've got it from some of my people on the East Coast and some in across America that the new ad doesn't even reference Congo in any kind of way. It doesn't reference the situation in it's been getting a lot of rotation. So apparently, or obviously, they've actually listened to our complaints, to our advocacy of saying, look, this is wrong. You shouldn't have portrayed us this way. Apparently, they have stepped to the plate. I believe Frank Katunda, they still have the initiative going on with a petition down that I think would be very supportive. And I'll see if I can get that information for you today. Again, we wanted to rebroadcast our last show. Unfortunately, we don't have it here, so I'm going to see if we can do that later on tonight. But for me, I think it's a big accomplishment to have Walmart redo the ad. They may have actually had the ad redone, a second ad done in the first place as it stood. You never know because it's not cheap to do an ad. So apparently the Martin agency and those guys were aware that their initial ad run was was going to be harshly received, or they heard the complaints and the outcry and the letters and faxes and what have you, and said, you know, this isn't right, we need to redo this, we weren't aware, who knows. So a letter was sent over to Walmart, actually several people sent in letters. A few people have planned events. I believe Rebecca Chichi has an event today. I can never pronounce her last name correct, but she has an event going on today. So let's give some support to that. So let's take a little musical break here, and let's see if I can get you some more information of what's happening out there. And again, if you have a question, just call in 646-595-2892, 646-595-2892. And we're going to probably do only 30 minutes today. I'm not too sure how long we're going to be. Again, we're still transferring a lot of information from server to server. So in the interim, let's just take care of some business and kind of break things up. All right. So again, how are you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing well out there, and let's stay in touch. Here's our first break. Let's give a love to the Jamaican.
Champion sound, it could have been 45 by the dub played round. Now by the bright and tense for me sound, you end up 6 foot underground. Some boy, my sound is the ruling sound. Hell I jump and sound, go and go to the
you see what me up, sir?
And over there who want to try to quick round.
We
run with them boy, they like clown.
Ay, yo, ding, 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 it's a sound boy thing. Everybody join you, cause it's a real happening. The girl them on the depot, them just fuck on coming. Yeah. Beat again, it's a young kind of swing scene. Curtis Lynch, just give me the rhythm. Let me bust out some lyrics about sound killing. But when the guns have to play the plate for your fling. Everything bless, give thanks to the king of kings, my selector. That's the number one dub collector. Every time in touch, a place a new trend be set. Yeah, we dance all but in come down, you have to inject. Yeah, bad mind sound can come round to wreck. Yeah,
my phone is the ruling sound. Tell a jump gun sound.
I want to lie them wicked. And when we check it out, them sound, they soft like fabric. Show them pretty smile sound when them know us, they were solid. All over the world, we tour all major cities. From Tokyo to the US and the entire British. Go and ask your girlfriend, go and ask your missus. Who have this selection of music that just can't finish? We play a big tune while them play gimmicks. It no make no sense on a test because I couldn't manage. When you see us coming through, clear out the passage. Pack up on no sound like baggage. My sound will let your brain damage.
Me coming out the land from 5:30. And me string up the sound from very early. Me see us a lot, tell them pain and jelly. I'll be not to a Ted soup and curry. How you gonna do when the big sound turn on? I sound a champion. This is sound a execution. Take your little lamp song for
my sound is the champion sound. It could have been 45 by the dub play round. Now by the bright and tense in the sound, you end up 6 foot underground. Some boy, my sound is the ruling sound. Tell a jump and sound, go and go to down. Can't no for them who are try to quick out. They run with them boy, they like clown.
Who is the champion? Couldn't be no other than my sound. My sound run dance all and session. They don't wanna ever miss my sound, hey. Cause when we run the place, it's with musical excellence. Eradicate the jump and all pestilence. Give the people music, make them full of a confidence. Chance of all the ice and I are ever to the king. Burn you with rhythm, turn to them regime. The royal sound system, we burn you with rhythm. And play until the morning. Are we them champion? We got the veteran skill.
Sound boy, who know we dead? If you test the champion, dub play, but in a no head. So we kill and I go, we have done the dance spread. And all night we are dead, you know hear when we said, watch them play.
Yo, Artie Chapla, dub plate alone, I go deep and fat. My soul chew up like wild, hard if it had them pot. Rumpy kill tone and smoke trees like what?
Question, when was the last time you see a big sound shingo? Bassline up by the whole place, smash up. Selector have a new brand tune for bus. Operator have the golden touch. And if a sound test me sound, then they must get done. Sounds like a rotor sound, boy, and get crushed. Big class a come and select a nervous. He might not make it up and jump. My sound is the ruling sound. Tell take we crown. We run with them boy, they like clown.
Sound Clash Brothers, check this out. If you go over to Facebook, youtube.com, I have to say that part anyways, right? If you go to Facebook, you'll actually see the protest. They'll look, search up this page. It's called World Protest versus Walmart Congo Ad. Again, it's called World Protest versus Walmart Congo Ad. Go check it out. There's about 2,000 plus citizens on that page. And it's not just Congolese. There was a great article to sfbayview.com, or San Francisco Bayview. But the initials are S as in Sam, F as in Frank, Bay, B-A-Y, view.com. There's a great article written over there by a young lady named Rebecca Seach, that's C-E-C-H, and it's entitled, Call the Doctor, Walmart Needs Urgent Care for a Bad Case of Uh-Oh, that went on their website apparently September 2nd, and it references also the petition that's going around to be sent into Walmart. If you go to that website, sfbayview.com, you'll actually see, and you come across the article. Again, the article is called Call the Doctor, Walmart Needs Urgent Care for a Bad Case of Uh-Oh. If it's too much trouble to go find it, just send me an email on my Facebook, or just find me a message on the my blog talk page here, and I'll send that information to you. But the thing that was very heartwarming is that it wasn't just Congolese. It was all kinds of concerned citizens which were involved in this play, in this this advocacy for removing that offensive ad. Some people may say it's just an ad, but you know, when your country as Congo has been portrayed as some place as a war zone and killers and murderers, I mean, sometimes people buy into the hype. You know, it's called the heart of darkness. People buy into it, but you know, as a lot of people saw the movie The Help, and you saw the reaction that movie generated, we have to understand that sometimes we look at things through our own lens, and maybe the other side of the lens is the view we need to have also. So as long as we can find a commonality in our conversations, then I think we can always move forward. So again, people, we're only going to do about a very short show today, maybe about 30 minutes. I think we have about 10 minutes left. But again, if you go to sfbayview.com, the article is entitled, Call the Doctor, Walmart Needs Urgent Care for a Bad Case of Uh-Oh. Also on that same document, on that same website, when you find the article, if you notice, you'll see a link that reads, Sign a petition challenging Walmart to stop its fear-mongering and demonizing Congo. And you can just click there for the article. I believe, yes. So when you come back to Facebook, check out World Protest versus Walmart Congo ad, and you'll find a lot of information there. You can join of your free will. If not, you could always just go back and forth and see what they're talking about. But I just want to say thank you to everybody out there that got involved in this movement. And I want to say that, and I've said it before, this is an example of how if we have a agenda and a focus, even if we all don't get along, as long as we understand what the purpose of the mission is, we can accomplish anything. We, you know, Walmart replaced the ad with a new ad. When I rebroadcast, what I do is I'm still trying to locate the ad. I don't think it's been uploaded to the net yet, but several people have seen the new ad, and it doesn't even reference Congo in any kind of way or in that capacity. So again, I want to say thank you to you guys, and let me give you a little, you know, a little musical tribute to you guys out there, because you can be free if you understand the power of your voice. But I really think a lot of people don't really understand the power of their voice when you just come together and say, hey, look, let's just work on this. Let's just do something and say, because this is not right. So what can we get? Let's give a little more time music here, all right? Let's go down to New York. Hello.
Never been up here, never dug up here, depends where. Line clips.
box that I got they ass at.
You get back what you put out. Even if you take the good route, can't count the hood out.
After a while, you'll know who to blend with. Just keep it real with the ones you came in with.
Best thing to do is stay low. Stock to J-Lo. They act like they don't, but they...
remaining few minutes here. I'll wrap this up, and again, I'll have the show up probably about 8 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. I don't know where you may be listening from. We have a lot of listeners from all over the place. I mean, we have one listener in Ireland, actually, which floored me because I said I did a show about 9 o'clock in the evening, and I said, you know, online, I said, isn't it like 3 in the morning where you are right now? So I definitely want to appreciate it. So look, people, again, if you go on Facebook, check it out, World Protest. World Protest versus Walmart Congo app, or you can go to San Francisco Bayview and check out the article that's posted there, written by Rebecca Seach. I think it's Seach or it's Chech. It's C-E-C-H. So, people, we have 5 minutes left here. Let me send you guys out with a little house music. Also, oh, by the way, the African people, the first African annual soccer tournament was held this past Saturday. It was an awesome update. All the brothers and sisters from the continent there in the house. Egypt came in deep. The winner came down to Sierra Leone versus the LA Stars, I believe, of Cameroon. And people, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please. The winner was Sierra Leone, the Salons. They triumphed on the trophy that stood about 5 feet high. A massive trophy. People, so let's give a shout out to the Sierra Leones. It was a great event. For all you guys going to be in the LA area, if you can be here, if you're here next year, you definitely want to check it out. It was an awesome event to see so much love out there among the Africans, West Indians, the brothers and sisters, the Americans. Just a lot of culture was there. It was a great event. Vuvuzela Marketing, Media and Marketing put together a great event. It was nice to see MoneyGram there and the persona of Hugh in the house doing their thing, but it was an awesome event. So people, Sai Kakasi the Benga, live and direct. I hope you guys are staying well. Be well. I'll talk to you guys later. Let's take this off a little bit. Let me give you a, you know, we didn't do anything for Michael Jackson, I noticed, when he passed away. We didn't do a show for him. We didn't do nothing. And I think that's very odd because, you know, I was really a big fan of his. So let's give a little clip from his Bucharest concert in 1992. Billie Jean, Michael, take it away. People, take care. Stay loose. I'm gone.